Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. Whoa, what a day in the markets, huh? Like a roller coaster out there.
Yeah, tell me about it. 400-point swing on the S&P 500. That's some serious volatility. Definitely keeps things interesting, though.
Interesting is one word for it. So let's break down what happened today and look ahead to tomorrow. The tariff situation is clearly the main driver here.
Right, that fake news about a tariff pause sent things soaring initially, but then
Trump comes out swinging with the threat of another 50% on Chinese goods. Yikes.
Mega caps and chip makers held up the Nasdaq, but overall, the uncertainty is weighing heavily on everything.
And the year-to-date numbers aren't pretty. Nasdaq down over 19%, S&P 500 flirting with a bear market, not exactly a party out there.
But hey, there are some bright spots. TJX hitting all-time highs? Who would have thought? Guess they're not too worried about those tariffs.
Interesting. Yeah, they source a lot less from China directly, right? Makes sense. They'd be more resilient.
Exactly. Dollar stores, too, getting some love from analysts. People trading down in this environment, looking for value.
Makes sense. What about the economic data? Anything noteworthy there?
Well, consumer credit contracted again, third time in 4 months. Not a great sign. Could be a canary in the coal mine.
So what are we watching tomorrow? What's the key takeaway for traders?
Watch the tariff situation like a hawk. Any headlines out of China could move the market big time. And earnings season kicks off this week with the banks. That'll be a key test of sentiment.
So, earnings season is just around the corner, right?
Yeah, kicking off with the banks later this week. Should be interesting.
Interesting how? Like train wreck interesting or edge of your seat interesting?
Well, considering the current climate, I'd say a little bit of both, to be honest. Guidance is probably going to be cautious, to say the least.
Makes sense. With all this tariff drama, who can predict anything?
Exactly. But hopefully, the market has already priced in a lot of the negativity.
Fingers crossed. Now, this whole tariff thing, what a mess, huh?
Tell me about it. 10% baseline tariffs on pretty much everything. That's a bold move, even for this administration.
And the threats of another 50% on Chinese goods if they don't back down? Yikes.
It's like a high-stakes poker game, but with the global economy as the chips.
And lawsuits are flying, apparently, challenging the president's tariff authority. Oh?
Yeah, not surprising. This whole thing is unprecedented.
So what's the international reaction? Everyone up in arms?
Well, India's apparently staying out of it. Taiwan and Indonesia, too. But the EU, they're gearing up for a fight. Countermeasures are on the table.
Oh, really? So it's shaping up to be a trade war?
Potentially, yeah. But there are whispers of negotiations. Japan's prime minister wants to chat with the US about a trade deal, and the EU might be willing to drop industrial tariffs to smooth things over.
Interesting. Any good news out there?
Well, China's talking about speeding up stimulus to counter the tariff impact. That could be a positive.
And what about the US government? Anyone trying to pump the brakes on this whole thing?
Some members of Trump's cabinet are downplaying the market sell-off and dismissing recession fears. And a bill was introduced to remove the president's tariff authority, but it's unlikely to go anywhere.
So, what's the bottom line for traders? What should they be watching?
The tariff situation, obviously. Any headlines out of China or the EU could trigger big moves. And keep an eye on earnings reports. They'll be a key indicator of how companies are navigating this turbulent environment.
All right, so pre-market briefing time. What's the big story today?
Tariffs, 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 still dominating the headlines. EU's firing back with counter tariffs on US goods starting next month, 25%, no less.
Ouch, that's got a sting. Anyone trying to stop this train wreck?
The Chamber of Commerce is apparently lawyering up, trying to challenge the president's tariff authority. And Senator Grassley's got a bill to limit that authority, but good luck with that.
Yeah, doesn't seem likely to go anywhere. So, more tariffs are coming then?
Well, the administration's thinking about tax credits for exporters to offset the impact. Sort of a band-aid on a bullet wound, if you ask me.
Makes sense. What about earnings? Anything noteworthy?
Charles Schwab trading activity down, not a great sign. And BlackRock CEO says most CEOs think we're in a recession. Double yikes.
Oh, really? So, recession fears are real?
Seems like it. and Fink, BlackRock CEO, also says companies are going to ditch NYC if the crime doesn't get under control.
Interesting. Any good news at all?
Well, Israel's dropping all tariffs and trade barriers with the U.S. Small victory, but a victory nonetheless.
True. What about individual stocks? Anything moving pre-market?
Apple might hike iPhone prices to offset those tariffs, and they're reportedly sourcing more phones from India. Smart move.
Yeah? So diversifying away from China?
Exactly. And Amgen's got a drug getting pulled off the market in Europe. Not great for them.
So what's the bottom line for traders today? What should they be watching?
Tariff headlines, for sure. Any news out of China or the EU could move the market. Earnings season is heating up, so keep an eye on those reports. And watch Apple. They're a bellwether for the tech sector, and their moves could ripple through the market. Stay nimble out there, folks.
All right, so another day, another deluge of market news. Where do we even begin?
Well, the tariff drama continues naturally. Howmet Aerospace might halt orders, and Nissan's thinking about shifting production to the U.S. Talk about a ripple effect.
Yeah, so more fallout from the trade war. What else?
Earnings season is starting to heat up. Charles Schwab's trading activity is down, not a great sign. And BlackRock CEO's sounding pretty bearish, thinks we're already in a recession.
Oh really, recession talk? That's not good. What about individual stocks?
Apple might hike iPhone prices because of the tariffs, but they're also sourcing more phones from India. Smart move, diversifying away from China. And Amgen's got a drug getting pulled off the market in Europe. Not so smart.
Interesting. Anything else catching your eye?
Well, HealthPeak's CFO is jumping ship to Healthcare Realty Trust. And Mastercraft's CFO is retiring in 2025. Plenty of time to find a replacement there.
Yeah, so some C-suite shuffle. What about M&A activity?
Mesa Air and Republic Airways are merging. And IBM's bought a data and AI company, Hakuta.
Interesting. Any other big news?
Meta's planning a billion-dollar data center in Wisconsin. And they've also announced, wait for it, the Llama 4 herd. Apparently, it's the beginning of a new era of AI innovation.
Llama 4 herd? Okay, then. Anything else traders should be watching?
Keep an eye on the tariff situation, obviously. Earnings season is heating up, so watch those reports closely. And, yeah, watch Apple. They're a bellwether, and their moves could ripple through the market. Stay nimble out there.
All right, so, another day, another deluge of market-moving news. Let's hit the highlights, shall we?
Absolutely. Big news from U.S. Steel. The White House ordered a CFIUS review of Nippon Steel's acquisition. That's a potential curveball.
Oh, really? A CFIUS review? So national security concerns?
Seems like it. And Volkswagen's holding back cars at U.S. ports. Something about arrivals after April 2nd. CNBC's reporting it.
Interesting. Supply chain issues again?
Could be. Now, Kellogg's is in hot water with the Texas Attorney General. Apparently, they're being investigated for, wait for it, falsely claiming to remove unhealthy artificial dyes.
Oh, snap. That's not good. What else?
Vertex Pharma got European Commission approval for a Kaftrio label expansion. That's a win for them.
Yeah? Good news for cystic fibrosis patients, too. Any other healthcare news?
Viatris issued a statement on a nationwide settlement to resolve opioid-related claims. And WNS Health Help is collaborating with Availity to streamline utilization management.
So some good news and some not-so-good news in healthcare. What about other sectors?
XPeng officially launched in Poland. That's a pretty big move for them.
Yeah, expanding their global reach. Okay, what about upgrades and downgrades? Hit me with the highlights.
Morgan Stanley upgraded a bunch of financials, Acadian, Bank of America, and Commerce Bank shares. They also upgraded UWM Holdings. And Raymond James likes Ameriprise, bumping them to strong buy. Oh, and Citigroup upgraded Diamondback Energy, Dollar General, Dollar Tree, and Mettler Toledo. Quite a mix there.
Yeah. So some love for financials and energy. What about the downgrades?
UBS is bearish on a few industrials, downgrading Alaska Air, Caterpillar, Cummins, and Delta Airlines. Morgan Stanley downgraded Bread Financial, Comerica, and East West Bancorp. And Citigroup knocked California Resources down a peg. So a bit of a mixed bag today. Lots to digest.
All right, so pre-market briefing time. Lots of downgrades to unpack today, huh?
Yeah, a veritable deluge of downgrades. Everything from financials like Goldman Sachs and Northern Trust getting hit by Morgan Stanley to industrials like PACCAR and United Rentals courtesy of UBS. Not a pretty picture.
Oh, really? Goldman and Northern Trust? Yikes, what about other sectors?
Consumer discretionary took a hit too. Starbucks and VF Corp both downgraded. And in tech, Sony and Navitas Semiconductor feeling the pain.
Sony, that's surprising. What's the rationale behind these downgrades?
Well, it's a mix of things. Profit-taking, recession fears, sector rotation, you name it. Analysts are getting cautious, especially with earnings season just around the corner.
Makes sense. So a lot of risk aversion out there. What about any upgrades? Anything to be optimistic about?
A few bright spots, yeah. Axsome Therapeutics and BeiGene both initiated with buy ratings. And NetStrike Corp got an overweight from Wells Fargo. So not all doom and gloom.
Yeah, some glimmers of hope. What about earnings? Anything on deck for today?
RPM Tilray and WD-40 pre-market. And calm after the bell. Should be interesting to say the least.
Interesting how? Like train wreck interesting, or edge of your seat interesting?
Well, given the current market sentiment, probably a bit of both. Traders should definitely keep an eye on those reports.
Yeah, so earnings season is heating up. What's the key takeaway for traders today?
Watch the market reaction to these downgrades, see if there's any follow-through selling, and pay close attention to the earnings reports. They could provide some much-needed clarity in this uncertain market. Stay nimble out there, folks. Things could get choppy.
All right, let's dive into this WaveWriter AI market analysis from April 7th, 2025. SPY and QQQ showing some interesting movement, huh?
Yeah, definitely a bit of a mixed bag, but leaning bullish. SPY with that upward bias, pushing towards resistance at 507. Good volume on those upward moves, too.
And QQQ mirroring that action, consolidating near highs with volume picking up on the upside. Sounds like accumulation to me. What about the VXX?
VXX showing some moderate volatility, little spikes here and there, which, you know, could signal a pause or setback in the bullish trend. Not alarmingly high, but definitely something to watch.
So cautious optimism. What's the sector breakdown looking like?
XLY and XLK showing strength, which aligns with the QQQ action. Tech and consumer discretionary in favor. But XLU, utilities, showing some weakness, not ideal for a bullish market.
Interesting. So, rotation into growth, out of defensives. What are the key levels traders should be watching?
For SPY, resistance at 507, support at 502. QQQ, resistance at 426.5, support at 421.
Got it. So what's the bull case and what could derail it?
Bull case, strong earnings, positive economic data push SPY and QQQ past those resistance levels. Bear case, negative news, geopolitical tensions, or a VXX spike could send things south, testing those support levels.
Makes sense. So what's the bottom line for traders?
Watch those key levels, pay attention to news, and stay nimble. Market's showing a bullish tilt, but the VXX warrants some caution. Don't get caught off guard.
All right, let's talk MDAI. This one's showing some interesting price action, right?
Yeah, definitely some potential here. Lots of volume, especially in the last 10 days. Classic accumulation pattern, maybe?
So, you're thinking a breakout could be on the horizon?
Potentially. Yeah, we've got some key levels to watch. Support around that $15.16 zone and resistance at a 121. Break above that and we could see a run to 123, maybe even 125 for WAVE.
And what about the broader market? Anything impacting this sector?
Hard to say without more data. The analysis mentions some volatility over the past month, but it's tough to pinpoint the exact cause. Could be external factors, company-specific news, who knows?
So MDAI is kind of a standalone play right now?
Pretty much, yeah. But the technicals are looking good. Strong support, clear resistance levels, and those volume spikes are a bullish signal.
Okay, so for traders looking to get in, what are the key takeaways?
Watch that $21 resistance level. A break above that with volume confirms the breakout. Entry point around a 15-16 cents and a stop loss below $14 cents to manage risk. Standard stuff.
Makes sense. So a potential swing trade setup then?
Exactly. 1 to 3 day time frame, targeting $23 initially, with the potential for more upside if the momentum continues.
Got it. Anything else traders should be aware of?
Just the usual caveats. Do your own due diligence, manage your risk, and remember, no guarantees in this market.
All right, let's dive into a couple of swing trade ideas for today. First up, LZMH.
LZMH, yeah? Looks interesting. Support holding strong around that 8-10-10 level, right?
Exactly. And with that recent volume consolidation, we could see a nice upward reversal.
targeting 850 in the next few days. Not a bad return if it plays out.
Yeah, so entry point near 810, stop loss just below $8 to manage that downside risk.
Makes sense. Standard risk management stuff. What's the next ticker?
ZSL. This one's showing a similar setup, bouncing off support at 38.20.
Oh, really? With volume expansion patterns suggesting a move towards $39 and potentially even $39.50 if we get a breakout.
Precisely. Entry point near 38.20, stop loss below 38 to protect against those pesky shadow dips.
Smart. So both LZMH and ZSL are looking like potential swing trades, 1-3 day time frame?
Yeah, exactly. Short-term opportunities based on technical patterns and sector trends. But, you know, standard disclaimer, do your own due diligence, manage your risk, all that good stuff.
Of course, no guarantees in this market. But hey, these setups look promising. Thanks for breaking those down. And to all our listeners out there, thanks for tuning in to Next Day Prep. Stay nimble, and we'll catch you tomorrow with more market insights. Happy trading, everyone.